Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The 30% tariffs announced by Donald Trump. What does that really mean? What does that mean to South Africa? Davie Ruit joins us now. He is the chief economist at the founder and director, chief economist at the Efficient Group. Davie, good morning. Thanks for speaking to us on short notice. What does this mean practically to South Africa?
Good morning to you. Well, this is not good news for South Africa at the various levels. The one is obviously that it's likely to impact on our exports to the United States, which of course will eventually impact on economic growth in South Africa as well. Not by that much, because we send less than 10% of our exports to the United States, and it doesn't mean that we're going to stop exporting to the United States. It's just going to be a little bit more difficult to export to the United States, and of course that will have some other implications as well. But the real bad part is that the South African economy is hardly growing, and every little bit eventually adds up, and as things stand, I expect economic growth in South Africa below 1% for this year. So it's pretty clear now that economic growth will be even less now because of these sanctions, or rather these tariffs that Donald Trump announced. So it is not good news for South Africa, but it's not the end of the world.
So what does it mean in terms of AGOA? Is it a sign that a signal that AGOA is less likely to continue? Or does this 30% sit, if assuming it does continue, the 30% sit outside of anything that is AGOA qualified?
Officially, AGOA is still alive, but I don't think we can reckon on that anymore. I think what will happen in practice is that AGOA is not a deal anymore. I think it's gone, and we will not get the benefits of AGOA anymore. You can't have AGOA and tariffs like these. These tariffs will come effective the 1st of August, and I think AGOA is gone. We simply have to make peace with that.
What about the fact that we've seen Donald Trump before on many occasions in many different ways using this type of big statement as a negotiation? Do we get that sense, or does this seem to you to be more thought out and final?
I think our political leaders dragged their feet. They should have gone to the Americans much, much sooner. There were some deals with certain countries and the United States. I think it's still possible. Donald Trump is always open for some sort of deal. Mm. But this time it seems to me to be a little bit more permanent. I'm sure the door is always open. You can always talk to this guy. But this time around, it's going to become effective the 1st of August. I can't see, unless you come with something really special, I can't see how this is going to be turned around by much, if at all, very soon. If we try to impose tariffs on the United States, then the whole thing will only escalate in something even worse.
Well, he's made that clear in his statement. He said that. He said, if you increase tariffs, I will do the same. So it will just continue a spiral.
And we have to understand that the U.S. economy is the most powerful economy in the world, and there are many other things, not only tariffs, that there are many other big sticks that Donald Trump can use to hurt South Africa as well.
Yeah. How much of an impact does South Africa's both domestic concerns to the U.S. and greater geopolitical alignments have in terms of this?
Well, we are purely from an economic point of view. If you compare the South African economy to that of the United States, we are an absolute minnow. So we're something like 0.2-0.3% of the world economy, while the U.S. economy is something like 20% of the U.S. economy. So from an economic financial point of view, we are totally irrelevant. But when it comes to politics, that's a different story. So South Africa is seen as a leader in Africa. South Africa plays an important role in BRICS countries. And South Africa has got a voice. South Africa still is a country, a relatively small country economically, but I think politically much, much bigger and more important to the U.S. And we've took certain positions against the U.S., Riyadh in Israel, for example, Iran recently at the BRICS summit. And those sort of things are heard by the world political leaders, and it's heard by Donald Trump as well. And quite often he doesn't like what he hears. And I think that's part of the reason for these tariffs, and perhaps even more actions against sanctions, perhaps even against certain political leaders in South Africa. That's a possibility as well.
So this, in your view, it seems to be a done deal. It means you're saying South Africa needs to simply accept this. Final question is, what kind of impact is this going to have in terms of GDP, in terms
the
of
economy.
Growth?
Yeah, I think the context is important here, and that we're talking about an economy that's hardly growing, the South African economy. And the reason why it's not growing is because of the wrong macroeconomic policies domestically and weak political leadership and weak government in South Africa. The impact on the economy is not going to be that much, these tariffs. I've calculated point something what the impact will be. But with an economy that's hardly growing, every bit, a little bit eventually adds up. And this is one of those little bits that's going to be another headwind to the South African economy. So from a numbers point of view, not such a huge impact, but I'm afraid, like I've said, everything eventually adds up and the economy is hardly growing. And from that point of view, it is actually quite significant.
Tavi Root, that's where we leave it. Thank you, as always, for chatting to us, for bringing us that perspective. It is 731-061-895-1019. I'd love to hear from you.